friend. Welcome to Claiming Simplicity Podcast. I'm your host, Monica H. Baker. Are you feeling tired and overwhelmed as a mom working paycheck to paycheck, wanting to get out of debt and enjoy your family? I was too. And I realized if I was going to put God and family first, I had to stop spending all of my time at work. So I created a simplified life plan that allowed me to get out of debt, scale back my career, and still be able to live fruitfully. But with more purpose and time than ever before, and I never looked back. Inside this podcast, you will learn how to simplify your home and finances, learn simple routines, personal development, and connect your faith. I'm so grateful you're here. If you're ready to create a simplified life that you dreamed of, you are in the right place. Hello, friend. I am so excited about today's episode to beat food inflation and saving money. But first, we have our monthly giveaway. Thank you all for such amazing reviews in February. I have two books to give away this month. One is Raised Bed Gardening for Beginners, and the other is Eat, Pray, Hustle, Dream Chasing God's Way. And I'm so excited to announce the winner is Trail Guide Webworks, and their review says, "Living simply and dreaming of homestead always feels like a big dream, as we want it all now." That would be overwhelming when you really think about it. Monica is offering such simple bite-sized steps we can take right now where we are. Encouraging and such doable steps that we can take right now to claim our own version of simplicity. Thank you for that wonderful review. And to claim the books, just email me at monica@claimingsimplicity.com with your address and I'll get them sent out to you. If you want to get in on this month's giveaway, just leave a rating and review in March and the winner will be announced the first episode in April. Thanks so much for being a part of this community and listening to the podcast to live a simpler, more meaningful life. Are you tired of spending hundreds of dollars at the grocery store each month? Since we have been gardening and growing our own food for several years, I was shocked at the cost of food at the grocery store. I had to buy more food this year because we moved and I wasn't able to have a garden last year. It is no wonder why families can't afford healthy food from the store. Not only is it so much more expensive, but even buying organic doesn't guarantee that your food is toxic free. When you grow your own food, you know how the food is grown, and that guarantees that it wasn't sprayed with anything toxic. I like knowing what seeds I have and the process that's being used to grow our fruits and vegetables. I did get my seeds in the mail the other day, and honestly, I probably got enough seeds for at least 5 years of food. And I wouldn't typically buy that many because I like to seed save my heirloom seeds, but we have a much bigger area to make our gardens this year. So we'll see how much we have time to get all of it ready because there's lots to prep and get ready. And I'm going to try a no-dig garden this year, or gardens, I should say. I'll start my seeds inside here next week. And if you want information on that, episode 25 about seed starting for beginner gardeners is really good. I am encouraging you to start a garden this year, whether it be in pots, in a window, in your apartment, or your suburban homestead. You don't need any special equipment. Many times, you'll find free pots listed on Marketplace or garage sales or thrift stores, and it doesn't even need to be pots. Anything you can put soil in and plant is going to get you started on your journey. They also have bags you can plant a garden in, and I've never used those, but we have used the 50-gallon barrels, cut them in half, and then made raised beds, but those we had to put items in that had shallow roots, as tomatoes needed a deeper raised bed. If you are overwhelmed about growing a garden, I challenge you to just take some money from your food budget to buy a few seeds and try to grow just a few items that you and your family eat often and learn how to grow and preserve them. And then next year, add a few more. Just growing a few items can save money and stretch your grocery budget much further. Think about tomatoes. Even if you don't want to start them from seed, get a few plants. You can preserve tomato sauce, tomato juice, tomato soup, crushed tomatoes, diced tomatoes, tomato paste, pizza sauce. And then if you buy or grow a few other items like peppers, onions, you can also make spaghetti sauce, marinara sauce, salsa, rotel, and the list goes on and on. I am going to teach you how to can and preserve some items in my program coming up. So get on the wait list if you haven't already, so you are the first to know when it's released with special offers. I am so excited to teach you simple cooking from scratch, replacing simple grocery store items to save you money, and also eliminate unnecessary ingredients that are making your foods unhealthy. If you're busy, this program is for you. It's bite-sized, step-by-step videos in a short amount of time, so you can be confident in creating food from scratch in your home quickly. I will reveal my list of seeds, too. I'll be growing in the Facebook group, so join us there. The link is below. I cannot wait to hear what seeds you are going to plant this year. So either send me a message as an email, or join the Facebook group and add in what seeds you're going to start. I would love to hear. Have a great week and happy gardening.